Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, the topic is an unusual follow-up film to a 2008 hit called Cloverfield. And this one's called 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Oh, it was so entertaining, so exciting. And John Goodman, as funny as he can be, was very scary.
Right. Did you see the original Cloverfield, Susan?
I did not. Well, I heard about it later, and I'm glad I didn't hear about it before.
Right. This is one of those rare sequels that really stands on its own. You don't have to know anything about the previous film Cloverfield to enjoy 10 Cloverfield Lane. And it's a thriller about a woman who is mysteriously abducted and taken to an underground bunker. Is she there because the loon has abducted her? Or is it because he's protecting her for something else? And that's what we don't find out until much later in the film.
Well, it's so suspenseful. You sit truly on the edge of your seat throughout the entire film. There's no gore, but there's tremendous fright. And it reminded me of a Hitchcock film.
Me too. John Goodman, as you said, is excellent, but so is Mary Elizabeth Winstead as the abductee. And
yeah.
John Gallagher Jr., who is the third person living in this bunker. All three actors are terrific.
Well, and the story is so compelling, and you just want to know what is going on.
Interestingly enough, this is a first-time director, Dan Trachtenberg, but I think he probably got some good advice from the producer of this film, J.J. Abrams. And this really plays like a really smart but prolonged episode of The Twilight Zone.
Well, I think you're right. But like I say, I kept thinking of Psycho.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thriller that really stands on its own, but that's because largely of the cast and the smart script.
Absolutely. I loved it.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.